Diva Kaja is me sure Joe Ballard Thoughtful she arrived with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Ballard and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Sounds Irish. On this programme you'll hear all types, styles and genre of Irish music. Traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish and old time Irish songs with vocals and instrumentals along with some information about Irish culture, geography and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello friends and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. Everton274@sky.com. Everton274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation or a question to ask. Got quite a mixed bag for you this week. We've got some requests and a little bit of self-indulgence. Some favourites that we play on a fairly regular basis and one or two you may not have heard before. We're starting with a request. I know I've played a version of this before on a number of occasions, but I'm playing this for Mary. Now, Mary, this was sung at your wedding, right? It's the High Kings and they're doing their version of Mary's Wedding. When I played the track before, I think I did the studio version. This is a live version. They must have had wonderful time putting this together because, well, rehearsing it must have been hilarious because everything is so well timed. Everything is so well together and yet it's so rhythmic. Here, the High Kings for Mary and Mary's Wedding. And I hope this brings back memories, happy memories for you.
Step, we nearly on we go, heel for heel and toe for toe. Arm in arm and row, all for Mary's wedding. Step we daily on we go, heel for heel and toe for toe. Thank you.
The High Kings and Mary's Wedding. Now, I am aware that that is not an Irish song, but they don't come much more Irish than the High Kings. Actually, to give it its proper title, it's known as the Lewis Bridal Song. So, the Lewis, is that not in the Hebrides somewhere? But there, the Irish High Kings and Mary's Wedding. See what I mean by rhythmic? It was absolutely wonderful. We're still on the subjects of wedding, because, again, this is not an Irish singer singing. This is actually a Canadian singer. But we featured him on the programme before. He's singing a song written by Jimmy McCarthy, which is entitled The Voyage. And it tells the story of a couple, how they set out through life and sailed on using life as a sort of a ship or a boat. Very clever. John McDermott and The Voyage.
I am a sailor. You're my first mate. We signed on together. We coupled our fate. Hauled up our anchor, determined not to fail. For the heart's treasure, together we set sail. With no maps to guide us, we steered our own course. We rode out the storms when the winds were gale force. Sat out the doldrums with patience and hope. Working together, we learned how to cope. Life is an ocean and love is a boat. In troubled water, it keeps us afloat. When we started the voyage, there was just me and you. Now gathered round us, we have our own crew. Together we're in this relationship. We built it with care till last the whole trip. Our true destination's not marked on any chart, for we're navigating the shores of a heart. Life is an ocean and love is a boat. In troubled water, it keeps us afloat. When we started the voyage, there was just me and you. Now gathered round us, we have our own crew.
Now, I'm going to surprise you. I would prefer that version, that's John McDermott's version of The Voyage, to the track recorded by Christy Moore. That may come as a bit of a surprise to you, but I think that's a lovely, gentle way, the way he sings that song, and the arrangement is lovely as well. Now, on the same sort of theme, I'm going to play for you now The Star of the County Down. And this is Noel McLaughlin's version, because some time ago on Sounds Irish, I played, was it Paul Brady's version? And I got an email from a listener who said, Joe, don't ever play that version again. I'm sure you have a lot better versions of The Star of the County Down. And it actually came from a listener in County Down. So, by the way, for those of you who may not be aware, County Down is in Ulster. It's in what we call Northern Ireland, but it's in Ulster. It's one of the six counties that comes under the UK government. So, anyway, enough of the prattle. Here's Noel McLaughlin's version of The Star of the County Down.
Close to Banbridge town in the county down, one morning last July, down a boring green came a sweet Colleen, and she smiled as she passed me by. She looked so neat from her two bare feet to the sheen of her lip, her own hair. Such a coaxing nerve, I had to shake myself to make sure I was really there. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down. As she onward sped, sure I scratched my head, and I said with the feeling rare, aye, says I to a passer-by, who's the maid with the brown hair? He smiled at me, and then says he, she's the gem of Ireland's crown. Young Rosie McCann from the banks of the Bann, she's the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down. At the harvest fair I'll be surely there, and I'll dress in my Sunday clothes, with my shoes shone bright and my hat upright, and a smile for my brown nose. No pipe I smoke, no horse I'll yoke, let my plow with the rust turn brown. Until the smiling bride by my own fireside sits the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town, maid I seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down.
We haven't had a female on the programme today, so we're going to put that to rights. And we're moving from County Down right down to Galway. Galway on the west coast of Ireland, a beautiful city known as the City of the Tribes, because at one time it was governed by 12 tribes who lived in and around the area of Galway. And of course, it's well known for Galway Bay, but we're not going to play, well, we're not actually going to play Galway Bay, but we're going to play a song that was written, I'm almost sure, and how many times have you heard me say that, by Eamon O'Shea, he who wrote Come Down the Mountain, Katie Daly. Here's a lady we haven't had on the programme. She calls herself Magella, and she tells us it's heaven around Galway Bay.
When they told me that Ireland was heaven, I said that's where I'm longing to stay. Then an emigrant boy said that's my land. If you please, sir, I'll show you the way. When you see smiling faces that greet you with a cade meal, a vulture, a store, where a candle burns bright in the window, in a cabin with only one door. When you see the moon rise over Clyde,
That was nice. We'll have to have some more Magella on Sounds Irish. Said at the beginning of the programme, there would be a little bit of self-indulgence. Ah, you don't mind. I love this track. Brendan O'Dowd is singing for us here. And of course, being Brendan, it's more than likely it's a Percy French track. And you're right. Percy French, a prolific songwriter. He lived from 1854 to about 1920. His actual job was an inspector of drains. Some people have some very interesting jobs, do they not? But, of course, he wrote lots and lots and lots of songs. Some humorous, some not so humorous, some very sad, including this one. This is one of my favourite Brendan O'Dowd tracks, and I know at least two listeners here in Ireland who have been asking me for this song for a couple of weeks now. For both of you, Gort na Mona.
Long, long ago, in the woods of Gort na Mona, I thought the birds were singing in the blackthorn tree. But oh, it was my heart that was singing, 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 with the joy that you were bringing, oh my love. Long, long ago, in the woods of Gort na Mona, I thought the wind was sighing round the blackthorn tree. But oh, it was the banshee that was crying, crying, crying. And I knew my love was dying far across the sea. Now if you go through the woods of Gort na Mona, you'll hear the raindrops creeping through the blackthorn tree. But oh, it is the tears that I am weeping, weeping, weeping for the loved one that is sleeping far away from me. Long, long ago, in the woods of Gort na Mona, I thought the birds were singing in the blackthorn tree. But oh, it was my heart that was singing, 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 with the joy that you were bringing, oh my love, for me.
Hey, I have that on a box set. There are three albums in the box set, three CDs, but that certainly sounded as though it came from a vinyl album, did it not? Nevertheless, beautiful. Gort na Mona from Brendan O'Dowd. A couple of weeks ago on the programme, we played Maureen Hegarty singing How Are Things in Glocomorra. We're not going to get that now, but we are going to get Maureen Hegarty because she's a lovely voice. She's moving from Glocomorra to Dromore. In fact, she's singing all about the castle of Dromore.
Of
beautifully sung. I like the accompaniment as well. You could just sort of feel the mother rocking the cradle, could you not, there? Maureen Hegarty and the Castle of Dromore. Now, earlier on the programme, I played a recording of the High Kings playing Mary's Wedding for a listener who had the song at her wedding. And once again, here's another song that was sung at a listener's wedding, and they requested it. Now, it's not, once again, it's not an Irish song, but it is beautifully sung by, in Joe Bollard's opinion, and please make note, it's only my opinion, one of the greatest Irish singers in today's world, Ronan Tynan, has a beautiful voice, and he's singing You'll Never Walk Alone. Isn't this a great song to be sung at the wedding?
On through the wind,
man has a beautiful voice, and unfortunately we don't hear too much of him, certainly not here at home in Ireland. He now resides in the US, but Ronan Tynan, make note of the name, it is beautiful, and what a wonderful voice. His interpretation of You'll Never Walk Alone from Carousel. You've heard me say countless times on Sounds Irish that Danny Boy is is a melody in my book, should never be sung. Having said that, he sung it himself. It should never be sung. It should be played as an instrumental. Now, here, I'm going to slightly change my opinion, because recently I came across a recording by a young lady from New Zealand, Hayley Westenra. She has a beautiful bell-like voice, and she's singing Danny Boy for us here. So I'm going to step back a wee bit now from my opinion and say this is one of the best versions of Danny Boy that I've heard, and I'm just wondering if you agree with me. Listen to Hayley Westenra's interpretation of Danny Boy.
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the flowers are dying. 'Tis you must go. But come on, be back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow, and I'll be
many immigrants travel to the United States. In fact, the majority of them used to travel to the United States of America, but now the young people leaving home are heading mainly for Australia, New Zealand, and Canada. But here's a story told for us by Frances Black. Now, Frances is the sister of Mary Black and sounds remarkably like her at times. Frances Black's one of earlier recordings because she sounds very, very young on it. And she's in New York and she's reminiscing about the hills of South Armagh. Armagh is one of the counties in Ulster, having wonderful scenery, beautiful mountains and hills and lakes. But you can understand why somebody away in New York would be reminiscing about those wonderful hills of South Armagh.
Crowded streets of Brooklyn seem a long way from my home. People rushing onward, going to and coming from. You bid them time of day and they look the other way. And so you end up just like them and talk to no one. Where the grass is fresh and green, where the air is pure and clean, where the gentle rivers kiss the mountain streams. Although I've traveled far, the hills of South Armagh are the hills I'm roaming nightly in my dreams. The view from my apartment is a junkie's alleyway. My children speak in accents not like mine. My old man's working two jobs. We don't see him much these days. Oh, we'd be happy if we only had a time. The grass is fresh and green, where the air is pure and clean, where the gentle rivers kiss the mountain streams. Although I've traveled far, the hills of South Armagh are the hills I'm roaming nightly in my dreams. Here the hills are occupied by strangers now, and the work keeps getting scarcer every day. Oh, it's a hard life when you're forced from home to leave the ones you love. Oh, it's a hard life when you're forced to live this way. Where the grass is fresh and green, where the air is pure and clean, where the gentle rivers kiss the mountain streams. Although I've traveled far, the hills of South Armagh are the hills I'm roaming nightly in my. Where the grass is fresh and green, where the air is pure and clean, where the gentle rivers kiss the mountain streams. Although I've traveled far, the hills of South Armagh are the hills I'm